Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
I found what we're looking for, boys. A bucket full of prawns.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me Mr. Catchy Hands in the War for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
This starts creeping into the supernatural.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
All right, guys, Billy's gone. Now's our chance to be bad.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
You obviously did not see the look in your face, but you looked like Bernard Corbett to me.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Billy Bob McConnell, Simi Can't Stand You Bits, and Tallahassee Turner. You three pull up to the Arkham PD. You park out front in an available space.
I throw a brick into the PD and go in.
I arrest you.
Simi throws a brick through the window and then just walks through the door anyway. Just because he's just that bad.
I've seen things. I think we should go to this M9 unvisited aisle. That's where I think we should go.
Yeah, totally.
Anyways, we're at the PD. Give me those fingerprints.
All right, so what are you guys doing as you pull up? Are you heading inside?
Fingerprints, yeah. Right?
Okay.
Head inside, go to the fingerprint counter, and, give it to the person there and see if they can
run them. Just give it to them?
Like, hey,
give him the fingal.
Doris, we got these prints from one of the cases.
Okay, hold on. Jeez. I'm just going to. Gus Abe's the keeper now, guys.
I'm taking over for Pete.
Yeah. So you guys walk into the.
I willingly hand the baton over to Billy McConnell.
No. No one has the baton. It's my baton. Rest of you just zip your lips. All right, you walk into the police station, the bell above the door dings as you walk in.
A cat's batting it.
Bap.
There's a cat batting it. As you step over all the broken glass from the shattered window that Dr. Simeon threw a brick through. No, just kidding. So you walk in, you see the desk sergeant sitting there, whom you know, of course, that's Sergeant Kanacki. As he nods to you, McConnell.
Kanacki.
You start heading back towards the records. as you're on your way back. You go walking through. You walk through the work floor where there's a bunch of other detectives sitting at desks. You're doing finger guns at people as you walk by because everybody knows you. You are the hot shot. Tallahassee and Simi, I'm assuming you're just walking with them. Yeah, you do a quick spin. You know, flicking your trench coat out as you walk through.
Dark Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Full-on evil Spider-Man from Spider-Man 3. One of the secretary's hair blows back as you flip your coat out. Somebody's got a radio going somewhere.
What do my detective ears hear?
As you're walking by through the work area, one of the other detectives looks up. And he's like, McConnell. He's like, hey, the captain. Captain wanted to talk to you.
Captain wants to talk to me right away?
Yeah, Captain Renz. He's in his office.
Okay.
Yeah, he said if anybody sees you, send him back.
All right. Okay, I'll go talk to him. Simi, Tallahassee, take a seat. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll just hang out by this water cooler.
Yeah, so as you go walking back, you knock on the door. The captain opens the door, sees you, looks out under the onto the floor, and he's like, McConnell, get inside. Come on in.
Hey, Cap, what's up?
So he brings you in. He goes and sits back behind his desk, and he's like, McConnell, you got this new case, right? The one with the dead guy, with the guy with all the radios, right?
Yeah, I drew that case.
Yeah, okay. So, look, McConnell, you got a pretty heavy workload right now, you know? I'm gonna assign this case over to Detective Crane.
Nah, Cap, come on. I know I got a heavy load, but I'm knocking these out of the park, you know? I mean, I got some solid leads with this one. Just let me stick with it. I'm just checking something out with it right now.
McConnell, I'm gonna need you to turn those leads over to Crane. Look, you've been working too hard lately, and look, maybe you need a break.
Come on, Cap, let me turn over one of my other ones. This one's just super interesting.
All right, keep it. All right, McConnell, look. So we got a call a little while ago from a pawn shop owner. Says something about people broke into his pawn shop. And from what he can tell, the only thing missing was one watch and his ledger. And then a little while later, you come rolling in with, from the descriptions I hear, sounds like the rest of those goons from the Corbett incident. And do my eyes deceive me, or out there in the workroom? Did I see, was that Drs. Can't Stand Your Bits and Turner?
Yeah, they're with me.
All right, look.
They're consultants, Cap. Come on, they have good ideas, especially with these weird cases. They've been through a few things. They got some good ideas. I did go to the pawn shop. I was following a lead. You know, they had a break-in. I didn't know much. I sent the uniforms over right after.
You were there with those guys, too. And for some reason, somebody breaks into a shop looking for the exact thing you come looking for.
Yeah, look, unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. All right, there's no evidence or anything, McConnell. But look, this stinks, okay? And I don't like it. It's just, McConnell, anywhere those Corbett goons go, there's chaos that follows them around. All right, you need to get your head on straight and get yourself away from those fellas.
They've helped me out on a lot of cases, Cap. I know they can be a bit wild at times, but, you know, they got some good ideas.
They help you out, McConnell, or they're giving you more cases because they're perpetrating them?
Nah, they're not perpetrators. They're good guys. They're good guys, Cap.
McConnell, I think that just
shows
how...
Come on, they helped me solve that Corbett case.
It's because you're so deep in this, man. You can't even see it. The guys that broke into Corbett's house?
Remember how we got the Miskatonic Mangler?
Yeah.
You know, that was a big case we cracked. These guys helped me out a bit on that case.
I know that. And that's the reason why you're standing here right now, McConnell. And I'm worried that maybe I was a little too hasty in bringing you up to detective. You're just a kid, man. What are you, 22 years old?
21.
21. Crying out loud. You haven't even drank your first non-alcoholic water yet.
Yeah, no, right. That's all I drink, non-alcoholic waters.
Well, look.
I was raised on them. Come on, Cap. I'll give up the Reynolds case. I'll give up the Don Julio case.
Don Julio, that's the biggest case we have right now, McConnell. And here you are chasing after some radio man.
Let me stick with the radio
trademark.
Man.
Trademark. Chad and Penn. And I need you tracking down Don Julio, and you know that. T-shirts pending. Keep an eye out. AkamaPG.com. Look, all right, look. You're detective, and you're going to stay that way for now. Unless I hear maybe anything else about any mysterious break-ins. But look, I don't want these Corbett goons around anymore, all right? You get rid of them. And look, you're off the Radio Man case.
Come on, Cap.
You're off. I know. Get out. Out. Get out of my office.
Come on. All right. All right, Cap. Whatever you say.
Right. Turn over your things to Crane.
Slam the door as I walk out.
You lucky I don't suspend you.
Also, I want to... Going through my mind as I walk out the door is like, is he being sincere? Like, or does this seem a little bit suspicious that he's pulling
me off
the case?
Why don't you roll a psychology?
Yeah, you want me to roll
you
psychology?
Can. Go for it.
Yeah, you stupid you detective.
Yeah, you can roll psychology. If you are asking these questions in your head,
yeah,
then
yeah. That's going through my head. So
okay, yeah, then roll it.
I'm curious if he's, let's see, my psychology, 70, not bad. All right, here we go. Don't fall on the floor. 36.
So yeah, so talking to him, like, you know, it could have something to do with what happened at the pawn shop. You know, that definitely is a possibility. But you do get pretty suspicious about this because over the course of the time, which you know, and you also haven't expressed this to any of the other players yet, but basically, since Bakersfield's wife was murdered, you've been investigating that on your own time. You tried to get on that case, which he wouldn't let you. Yeah, he thought there was going to be personal conflicts with that case, so he refused to put you on that case. And there's been a few other times since then when you've asked some questions where you kind of felt like you were getting stonewalled and maybe even pushed in other directions away from these cases. And now with this one so fast and it seems to be tied, like you have some suspicions.
Okay. So as I walk out and walk over to talk to Simi and Tallahassee and kind of angle myself and see if the captain's watching me.
The door's closed. He went back in his office.
So I tell him that, you know, I kind of tell him what's going on. And
hold on, I'm almost done with my brick juggling act.
Got some grief. Anyway, I'm like, hey, fellas, go wait out in the car. I'm going to check on this fingerprint before I turn it all over to Crane.
Hey, Billy, maybe go back in and cast Command of the Wizard on him. Put you back on the case.
Oh, I'm going to go do that. I throw a brick through the door and go...
Sign of power.
go Command of the Wizard, the captain.
Dr. Simeon, I want you to roll a spot hidden real quick.
Oh man. Snap. You're going to get arrested.
As you hear, yeah, like I said, somebody's got a radio going. You and the radio is playing in the background. And
oh, yes! 74!
Starts kicking over to static. Okay. Yeah, the radio, somebody's got a radio going, they're talking, you hear a lot of static, it starts picking up a lot of static all of a sudden, but there's a lot of commotion, there's a lot of talk going on, here in the, and actually, Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Will you roll a spot hidden for me also?
Dang straight I will. 32, hard success.
Okay, so... Tallahassee, you out of the corner of your eye, for a split second, it looks like there is a dark figure standing just near you, like almost just hovering, looking over your shoulder.
It's Captain
Crunch.
And then
as you turn your head, it's gone. There's nothing there. There's nobody there.
You'll never catch me.
Anyway.
Duck you.
You're sitting there questioning whether you saw anything or not. But it does give you a bit of a... It startles you for a second.
Hey, fellas, this may be nothing, but given everything we've been through, I tend to think that there's not very many coincidences with things going on. But I've been seeing some dark figure on the, you know, periphery of my vision. But every time I turn to look, there's nothing there.
This is the first time you've seen this.
This is the first time I've seen this. But just in case. I thought it happened before, but maybe it was still.
Oh,
it
happened, that was Simi. Simeon was the only one who's seen it up until
this
point.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
I've seen the same thing, but I don't want to say anything because I want you guys to like me.
All right, it's probably nothing then. I mean, if Simi's seen it, then it's probably nothing.
Screw you guys.
Just kidding. I mean, you know, that whole episode with, you know, down in New Salem, I mean, I was completely, you know, in a different country the whole time. I was fighting sumos and stuff. So, could just be me. Anybody else see that?
I've been seeing a dark figure out the corner of my eye as well. The keeper keeps making me roll a spot hidden. Whenever I succeed, that's when I see it.
Now that's some good metagaming right there.
All right, well, maybe it's nothing. I just want you fellas to be aware.
Yeah, that is
Don't tell
strange.
Me to beware, because I'll tell you where to be.
Okay, so...
If anybody can get that reference, by the way, I will be very happy.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Shut your damn mouth. Let them guess!
Aqua Teen Hunger
so
Force.
Billy, since you are now officially not on this case anymore... rather than necessarily being able, so you don't know if taking the fingerprint card back and then turning it over to the records people and having them search for you, if that's going to be the best idea. You can still do it, but you would know that this is going to leave a bit of a trail showing that you're still investigating. I tell you this not to like try and stop you from making a mistake, but something that you would know, like as a cop on here that like, so you can go back and. Basically, like, if you're going to go back and look, you'd need to go yourself to go dig through things to try and match this up rather than just turning it over. So,
okay, gotcha.
Or you can still go turn it over, but there's a chance that the captain's going to be back on your case.
Yeah.
If he finds out you're still investigating.
So, are we leaving?
How do I feel about Crane? Is he, like, a pretty solid guy? Are we pretty close?
Roll a psychology on yourself.
Crane. You can roll
a
psychology.
Is it Crane?
Crane, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Crane. He's a...
Krang.
He's a brain.
You're not sure what to think about Crane, either. It does seem that Crane tends to be one of the guys who ends up getting a lot of these cases. Mm. And you've never had, like, a great relationship. You know, you have a working relationship with him, but it's not like you guys are close or anything.
So, like, a competitive relationship, though?
Not necessarily, but he's not somebody that's like overly friendly or trying to get to know you. And yeah, maybe he resents you for getting promoted so quickly. You've seen that from some of the other detectives. You've got a little bit of that vibe from Crane. Okay. So.
All right. So is Crane around? Do I see him?
You don't see him here right now.
Okay. Yeah, I want to head back. Fellas, go wait out in the car. I'm going to see what I can do about these fingerprints. Okay.
I throw a brick through the other side of the door and go right in the car.
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
Wait, tell the joke one more time. It's funnier if it's gone.
So I throw a brick into the car window and I go sit in the car.
Okay, there we go. Classic Simeon.
Climb in through the window.
The joke will never not be funny.
Okay, so I guess the other thing, too, since, like, also, there's a good chance it's going to take a pretty good amount of time. If you think about it, going flipping through all these cards and trying to match up fingerprints. So,
all right, hey Billy, how long is this going to take you? Should we head back to the diner and wait for the other guys, or should we just stick around? I could go find another hobo out in the street.
Is there a back door by the records department?
It's not. There's a back door that is. Yeah, or there's other entrances to the precinct.
Let me just hide under your trench coat. And then
so I turn into my trench coat.
So if you're asking slowly. if there's another way you could maybe let these guys in that wouldn't be in the area that the captain would see them walk through, yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Actually, I tell him let's totem pole. And I wrap my trench coat around him. So,
okay,
totem,
perfect.
Totem pole just, under the trench coat.
And then you go buy a ticket to a rated R movie.
I'm on the bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway, if the captain can't see me, yeah, I tell him to go. Anyway, so if the captain can't see me from where I am, I'm like, all right, fellas, meet me around the side entrance. We'll get in. I'll get you in. You guys can help me look for these. We're going to have to do it ourselves, though.
And then very loudly, you're like, get out of here.
Get out of here, you bums.
Get out.
We're not friends no more.
Get out of here. Go on. Go wait in the car. You guys are causing too much trouble. You get me in trouble.
He throws a rock at you and goes, go on, get. Get. I don't love you no more. Get. Okay, so do you guys exit out?
Exit.
Tallahassee and Simi?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so you guys head out. You walk around to one of the side entrances that Billy described to you. So, Billy, you head back. You open the door. You see your two buddies, best friends in the whole entire world, who you love forever and would never tell them to leave you willingly.
I throw a brick through the door.
What's going on?
He's stealing your bit.
I throw a brick through the door.
It's not a funny joke anymore, okay? It's not funny anymore. You said it too much, Donovan.
Okay. What did you call, what did you say the records lady name was?
Doris.
Okay. So you go walking back. Doris is back there in the records.
Wait, do we have a patron that we need to name it for?
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Yeah, it's Sarah. It's Sarah Beatrice, and she's got a shot of ranch that you see she's just pounding as you guys come back, and then she's like, and then
Sarah.
Hides it. She's like, Oh, you know me and my ranch.
I know.
Loving.
You love that ranch.
Loving ranch.
Better than a non-alcoholic waters.
Want some of these? Oh, I got two. Double fisting. Whoa.
Do you got a ranch? Give me a Mr. Pibb with the ranch chaser.
Yeah, she pulls out Mr. Pibb.
Extra.
Hands it over, pours you a ranch chaser for you to guzzle down. Here you go. Dr. Simi, you were always my favorite with your sexy dances. And she says, what are you guys looking for? Are you looking for Bibles? Because, we got Bibles.
I'll take all the Bibles.
So you see her back there. Yep. Our goal is to get rid of all of our, to offend all of our patrons away.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Branch Sotch is way better than Taint Skin Boots. Let's just say that.
Or, yeah, the Ballad of Jason. The Ballad of Jason Hess.
And unfortunately, Sarah, we're going to have to smash you with the table, so.
It's the only way to get back into the records, guys. Sarah's got to go. So you pick up a table and you guys smash her with it?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Smash her with a table.
All right. Then you notice she's wearing taint skin pumps.
I'll take those.
Okay, just kidding. All right. So you walk back. You see Sarah there. She's doing some ranch shots.
Sarah, don't worry. I won't tell anybody about the ranch. But you know, I need to get back into the records without the captain knowing. He's been riding me hard and he's been giving me a hard time. So I pull a bottle of ranch out of my coat pocket. And I'm like, what do you say?
Oh, okay.
What do you say, Sarah Beatrice?
Persuasion or charm?
I'm not good at either. Well, maybe persuasion.
Dude, just command of the wizard, everybody. I'm telling you, you're like persuade. A freaking Jedi. You're a Jedi, man.
Persuade.
Okay.
That's a 40.
Are any of these guys also trying to be charming with you?
I don't know. You guys
did we
charming?
Hide under the trench coat?
Well, howdy there,
you guys
Sarah?
Are just walking back there with me.
All right, I'm doing a persuade, too.
Here's a free autographed book from Tallahassee Turner.
Ooh.
Success.
She loves books.
60,
Sarah,
my friend, out of 77.
Anybody who knows Sarah knows she loves books.
Here's an autographed Bible.
Almost as much as she loves ranch.
Oh my goodness, this is just amazing.
I pull
amazing.
Out another ranch.
Okay, all right, I'll give you a double, bonus. I'll give you a bonus die.
Double ranch.
For double like, ranch.
You, I'm like, hey, Sarah, you know what's better than one ranch? Two ranches. Hell yeah, and I pull out two ranches.
That's the only thing that's better. All right, Billy. Billy, go ahead and roll it.
I dropped my die.
Yes!
Yeah!
True to form.
We didn't think it was going to happen, but it did.
Abe is always clutch.
There we go.
All right, who had 157 in the all pool?
Right. So can I roll something like a charm?
I'm letting him roll with a bonus.
Bonus.
Oh, got
it. Boni. Okay, my persuade's 40, so yeah, here we go. Yeah, 34.
Ooh, close. All right, why don't you make sure you check that off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, make sure you guys are checking your skills, by the way, when you succeed. Okay, okay, she's like, oh, my goodness, Billy McConnell, you are so bad. And Tallahassee, okay, I will look the other way this time. She slides the book off the desk, slides
wink
the wrench underneath, puts it in a drawer. Okay, I won't talk to the captain if you won't.
Jeez.
Sarah's going to hate us worse just for my portrayal.
Thanks,
more than anything else we've done.
She's yeah, like, I was fine with the ranch, but...
You're the best.
I could have lived at the ranch.
Okay, so you guys head back into the records area, just filing cabinets.
Yeah.
So.
All right, boys, get to work. We got to make quick work of this, and, you know, we got to keep it on the DL because the cap's riding me hard.
Okay, so, all right, so I'm going to need you guys to roll a library use.
A library.
Yes, classic library use.
Library.
Okay, so I will let, do you have, how's your library use there,
my library is 60.
Okay.
Mine's right. 74.
Oh,
65.
Oh, you guys are all, like, really good. Okay, I will let, if you guys want to let Simi head up the investigation or head up the search, Simi, I will let you roll the library use.
Okay.
And with a bonus die.
Sweet. Give me a bonus die, Pete.
And actually, you got all three of you, and you guys all have good library use, so I'm going to let you have two bonus dice.
Oh, give me dice. Another one, Pete.
Yeah. So,
here we go.
I know. I am here a forgiving keeper. Until just wait till later, guys. Don't you worry.
Ooh, 20. That's an extra.
We're all gonna get radiomanned. No,
that's a hard success.
That's the best you could do.
Hard success.
With like I throw a brick at the filing cabinet.
At Tallahassee.
Yeah. Like 12 dice. That's the best you could do.
Shut up.
Okay.
I did my best.
All right. Hard success.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So. It's still going to take a decent amount of time, but the degree of your success is going to dictate just how long it takes you guys. Which there's a lot in here, so it's probably still going to be a couple hours of you guys digging through all these records. So. Dom Drinkard, Major Aloysius Bakersfield, you are driving across town, heading to Uptown, which is on the south side, which also is, you know, a nice-ish area, you know, somewhat middle class. You guys live not too far from this area, really. You guys are kind of in the uptown area, but more on the kind of eastern side, I guess. Sure, why not? Okay, so from what it looks like, he's down almost on the south side, like almost all the way out of town. So you're heading over into that direction. You cross the bridge again. You drive past the Miskatonic University. As you do, you wonder how the other guys are doing, if they've... gotten the information they needed over from the examiner. I almost said examiner. From the from the coroner.
Examinator. The examinator.
Come on, kill me!
Yeah, that's gonna be him next time.
This guy's been killed.
Do it.
Where's John Connor? I need to examine
him. Where's John Connor? I need to examine him. Where is he? Get down.
I'm the examinator.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jeez. All right, so yeah. Dom Drunkard, Major Bakersfield, you guys are driving in the car again. Okay, so you're heading down. It's about... it's the afternoon now. I mean, we're talking about like 1 to 2 p.m. So, you know, it's bright. It's sunny. The clouds have started to part from the terrible sleet that was there. I guess it's not that bright. It's still pretty overcast, though it's not hailing as it was this morning when you guys got up.
Major.
Yeah.
Look, there's no delicate way to put this, but I've just got to tell you, as your friend, I'm worried about you. It's been a difficult time since you know what happened, and you've been off.
Okay.
I just...
Okay.
Invasion
of space.
I mean, this is...
I saw Sam smirk and I was like, oh, great.
This is a tense situation to go into after all you've already been through. I just want to make sure you're doing all right and, you know, you're dialed in. I feel like we're close to finding out the information that you're searching for, but how you doing?
Look, Drunkard, I appreciate the concern, but I've never been more dialed in my entire life. I'm fine.
Listen, I understand. Probably nobody in the group understands as well as I do, but the way you reacted at the pawn shop earlier, that was a side of you I know, I'm sure, that you've shown in wartime, but that I've never seen before. Even with all we've been through with the butthole monster and with the smoothies, I want to make sure you've got your head on straight as we go in, and we have probably a tough conversation coming up with this Mr. Goddard.
Look, Drunkard, I appreciate the concern, but don't worry about me. I'm fine. I've dealt with plenty of situations like this. Yeah, I mean, it's personal this time, but I'm ready for it.
All right, well, if you decide you do need to talk about it, you know, I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Moving on to something, you know, a little less uncomfortable and a little bit more immediate, I think as we go in and we talk to this Mr. Goddard, I think we should approach it giving him as little information up front as possible. I think probably we should lead with letting him know that the pawn shop was broken into and there were missing items, and that his watch was taken. And then see how he reacts to knowing that his pawn, you know, basically we can ask him how his watch got to the pawn shop and see how he reacts to that.
If that's
what
you feel like is best, then I'll let you take point on this, but I'm just going to be upfront with you right now that if he isn't going to be giving us any answers, then I'll make him talk.
I think the approach we took last time, the kind of, as you said, good cop, bad cop, is the right approach. I think we should start soft and give him little information, and then we lean on him as needed. What do you think?
I'll lean on him as much as we need, but sure.
All right. Are we there yet?
Oh, yeah, here it is, up on the right. Let me pull
it
over.
Oh, there it is, up on the right.
Okay, yeah, so you turn around, you turn a corner... And yes, up on the right, with a fence around it, with a gate, a decent-sized yard, there is a nice-looking house. It's not very large, like maybe what somebody might call a starter home, you know, somewhat middle class. As you pull up, there's quite a few houses on this street, like it's a... You know, it's not out on the outskirts. It's a neighborhood. And the house is about in the middle of the street on the right side. So as you come pulling up, you see some people out there mowing their lawns. So yeah, you come up to the house. You pull up out or park out front.
Yeah, we pull up and park out front.
Okay, so we pull up front and we get out of the car and we approach Mr. Raymond Goddard's house.
Okay.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you guys, you come down here, you open the gate, it squeaks a little bit. Major Bakersfield, as you're walking up, as a man who is known to care about his lawn, you look at the lawn here in front of his house, and it is pretty overgrown, actually. Pretty sloppy, which you're surprised, because this is a pretty nice neighborhood. This looks like something Dom Drunkard would leave.
Hey.
I mean,
hey,
actually,
Drunkard.
You do feel a twinge of guilt, actually, because you do remember that you haven't mowed your lawn in quite a while, and your yard is starting to look a little shabby.
Dom Drunkard doesn't have a yard.
But, Bakersfield, you've been somewhat preoccupied over the last couple months.
Drunkard, get a look at this lawn. Just a gut feeling, but keep your guard up. If you notice, the other lawns in this neighborhood don't look like this.
This is pretty unusual.
I'm wondering if something's up here. Maybe we'll find another incident like John Johnson inside. I don't know, but just a feeling.
Well, the idea that somebody from, you know, the really nice neighborhood like Mr. Goddard would be in the Pawn and Prawn with a character like John Johnson in the first place is pretty suspect. So I'm with you.
You got your piece on you?
Of course.
If things get a little hairy, don't hesitate to use it.
I'll use my piece in any hairy situation.
All right.
there's so many good jokes there.
Well done. Good turn.
That's pretty good.
Well,
right. Good turn. I knock on the door.
Okay, so Bakersfield. Dom, you do also, like when he mentions the lawn, you do kind of
it's
get this.
Is this like a two-story type of structure?
All right, I yeet Dom Drunkard up to the second floor balcony.
You yeet?
I yeet him.
Okay. Yeet. So you just yeet the crap out of Dom Drunkard.
Yeet. He's like, wee.
Toss me.
He's like, yeet.
Don't tell the psychologist.
So you knock on the door, and Dom, you're still kind of looking in the window, Major, as you are knocking, and... you're sitting there, it's quiet for a second. Dom, while you're watching, you see somebody like poke their head out around
the door or the curtain, like the window.
Like around, like, so when you're looking inside, it's like there's a living room is the first room. There's another opening to the left, which like there's a window on your left. So, and I guess that's actually the window you're looking through. So the door opens right in front of you, and then there's a window to the left. So, like, the porch goes up, and, you know, it's kind of like in an L shape. Or in, like, the corner of this little section of the house. So, there's a wall to your left, and you're looking through this window, and then the door is just ahead of you. And so, Dom, as you're looking through that window on the left, you're looking on what looks like a dining room. So, the dining room, there's another opening into another room back behind the dining room. and you see somebody like poke their head out and look over there. And as you're looking, you guys actually like make eye contact for a second.
Major, and I see somebody in there.
Male or female?
And so as he looks, he sees you, like you guys look at each other for a second, and then he walks over to the front door.
It's a dude.
And you hear it unlock, and then the door opens. He only opens it like part of the way. He's wearing a suit, nothing like super nice, nothing shabby, just a pretty moderate, you know,
of drugs.
Mid-range average suit of drugs. He's wearing an overcoat and he's got a hat on. But you can see he looks youngish, probably mid-20s. He has sandy brown hair. He's kind of short and stocky, with a bit of a blunt face. And he sees you guys. He opens up the door and he looks at you and he's like, "Hey, how you doing? What you looking for here? How can I help you?"
Does he match the description of the man that the pawn broker told us about?
You mean the Watch Cortex Studio?
No.
Man? Oh yeah, the pawn broker.
The guy that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, actually, he doesn't at all. The man that the pawnbroker described to you was tall and thin-ish. Tall and kind of athletic with black hair and handsome.
All right. Excuse me, are you...
And also, very well-dressed, as he always described, which was why he noticed the watch, right? Because he knew... Which was one of the things that set him apart from John Johnson and why... John Johnson coming in with the watch kind of set him, like, made him suspicious because he noticed the other guy was the one who was always so nicely dressed while Johnson was shabby.
All right. Excuse me, would you happen to be Mr. Raymond Goddard?
Yeah, that's me. Can I help you?
Yes, we're here as part of an official police investigation. May we come in to speak with you about it for a moment?
Not right now. I can just talk to you right here. What's going on? Do you have a badge or something?
We're consultants with the police department on this specific case.
What's the case here?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you.
We're the ones that are going to be asking the questions.
What he said.
What's the problem? Well, what are you trying to hide in there?
I'm not trying to hide anything, Mr. Look, you guys, why don't you guys get out of here? You're police one second, then you're consultants for the police. Look, I'm not buying it, okay? Why don't you guys take a hike?
I pull out my 1911. I'm like, how about you let us in?
We just
and answer our questions.
Whoa.
How's this for a badge?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
And you see him, he gets real nervous, like, now that he's got a gun in his face, and he starts looking around.
I didn't point in his face, I'm just
up and down the street.
Look, we're just here to get some answers.
Figuratively speaking, has a gun in his face.
Yeah. I put my gun in his face.
he's looking around, he's looking up and down the street, looking at the people. And he's like, come on, you guys ain't gonna try and shoot me right here, with all these people around.
Well, no,
probably.
I mean, this could go a lot easier. We just want some information for this investigation. Why don't you let us step in for just a few minutes of your time, and we'll be on our way. That's all we want.
I think the time for politeness is past, Mr. Englishman.
I pushed the door open.
What? All right.
Now, kay. Mr. Goddard, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Or the English
way. As you
way.
Say, as Bakersfield just shoves his way in.
I push the door open and I step inside.
Okay, so as you start, shoving into him and pushing him back, he just moves back out of the way. He puts his hands up as you shove your way inside.
Look, keep your shirt on. Just answer our questions and we'll be out of here.
I don't think I will, huh? He takes his shirt off.
Fine. I take my shirt off.
All right, everybody calm their tits.
There we go. Back to New Jerusalem with what's his face?
It's the hugging part two.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, you push him inside. You step into what looks like a living room.
We close the couch. Door behind us.
It's a fairly good size. There's a fireplace over to the right side. A nice big window in the front that's not on the porch. It's off to the right side of where the porch was.
I throw a brick through it.
There's a brick that comes sailing through the window. And you hear, Dr. Simeon says hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. So you see the dining room to the left, which you guys saw through the window. Out the back of this, there's another door that looks like it leads out onto like a back porch, like a terrace. So to your immediate left is the opening that leads into the dining room. Across the dining room, there's another doorway. And then there's a door that's... after the opening of the dining room, there's another door on the left right there, just past the corner. So, yeah, so you push your way in. You got hardwood floors in here. There's a big rug in the middle with a coffee table and a couch. Some end tables. So, all right, so what do? You come in. Do you shut the door?
Yeah, we shut the door. I'd like to know, like, the exterior looks very, shabby. The lawn hasn't been mowed. Does the interior match that kind of description? Is it pretty unkempt in there as well?
No, actually. The interior doesn't look, like, messy or trashed, like somebody messed it up. It does look a little dusty.
Is there anyone else in the house with you? I kind of start walking around, like, peeking in the other rooms, like, looking around.
Whoa, what are you guys doing here? Like, who are you? You goons.
Look, the sooner you answer our questions, the sooner we'll be out of here. So, this can either go as quick and easy as you want. You decide.
Look, I'm...
Listen, Raymond, your gambling problem has finally caught up to you.
Well, I haven't gambled in years, man, I promise.
Oh, really? Then what happened to your watch?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Look, I don't gotta be... I don't gotta answer none of your questions. You're not the police. Who the heck are you guys?
Looks like not everybody loves Raymond.
Like we said, we're consultants.
Consultants for who? The mob?
Maybe. That's none of your business.
That doesn't concern you.
All we want to know is what happened to your watch, Raymond.
Who is John Johnson?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What watch? What is this watch you're talking about?
Pull out the watch and show him.
No, I don't want to pull out the watch and show him.
We got this watch.
Listen, Raymond. We know for a fact that your mommy and daddy bought you a fancy watch that they had engraved with your initials on the back. Now stop playing stupid and tell us what happened to the watch.
I want you to roll a psychology check.
Him or me or both?
Is it just me? There should be some intimidation checks going here.
Hey, you shut up.
It's just you.
I failed miserably. I rolled a 66 out of 10.
Should I roll this?
What about you, Bakersfield?
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was rolling too. Ooh, finally. I got a 44 out of 40. I'll spend 4 luck.
Okay. As you're asking him about this watch, he looks genuinely confused.
Weird.
This was unexpected. We're going to need to see
you
some...
You are Raymond Goddard,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to need to see some identification, Raymond.
Look, I don't got to show you guys nothing. You came in my house, you pushed in my door, you're pulling a gun on me.
We have a gun.
I start patting him down.
And you don't. So you will listen to every damn word we have to say.
Dom turning up the heat. I like it.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. All right, roll an intimidation check. And with a bonus die also, since you got Bakersfield and you, and he's pulling the gun on him.
Crap, my intimidate is not good. Where's my intimidate? Yeah, it's just the regular 15. I rolled an 8.
Woo!
Nice.
Ooh, my 2 die.
Nice.
Yeah, an 8, so it's a success.
Okay, so what are you asking him again?
We want
identification
to verify that he is who he says he is.
Okay, so like he looks like he's gonna fight Bakersfield for a second, like as Bakersfield tries to start going through his pockets,
And then he's like, he puts his hands back on. He's like, it's in my pocket, all right? So Bakersfield, you reach back in, you grab his wallet, you pull it out, and in his wallet he has a license, and on his license it has the name Devin Black.
Devin Black, huh?
What does it say?
It says Devin Black.
All right. I use air
and
quotes.
It has an address on it way. Also, and the address is not this address.
What have you done with Raymond Goddard, Devin?
I ain't done nothing with Raymond, all right? I don't know what you're talking about.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm Devin Black.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when we approached the house, we're pretty sure you said your name was Raymond Goddard. So, obviously, that was a lie.
Yeah, what are you trying to hide?
I'm just looking around, okay?
Are you one of these boaters?
Boaters?
Are you a boater?
I ain't no
druggie. Do I look like a druggie? Look at these eyes.
What's it like?
Clear as crystal. Yeah, what are drugs like? I never
listen,
done them.
Listen, it is a suit of drugs.
You really just lost the only point of leverage you had when we discovered that you were in somebody's house that is not your own. So you might as well come clean right now. It's your only option.
Look, Mr. Englishman, you're also in someone's house that you don't own.
Yes, but I have a gun and you don't.
Oh, don't I?
There are also
he starts
two
reaching
of us.
For his pocket.
We bash him. I bash him with my gun.
Yeah, I hit him on the back of the head.
No, I hit him on the back of the head.
He hits him on the front of the head. I hit him on the back of the head. And then I net him.
Right, okay, what are you guys' dex?
My dex is 65.
Mine is 60.
Okay, Dom Drinkard, roll a fighting brawl. And actually, Major Bakersfield, you can also roll a fighting brawl.
Oh, well, we don't yeah. I do have my gun in my hands.
We don't want to kill
brawl,
him.
That's true. Fight.
Can I just, like, point it at him before he can do anything?
It looks like he was taking a chance.
All right, I'm going to bash him.
So, I mean, you could shoot him. You could act immediately and shoot him if you want to.
No, I'm going
to
bash him.
Because if you choose to pull the trigger on him, then you do have the dex advantage. If you want to hit him rather than shoot him, then you're going to have to go on your dex order, which is going to be slower than Drunkard.
What if I just, like, shoot the ground by his feet? I say, that's enough.
You could do that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to shoot the ground by his feet. And, okay.
But I will remind you, you are in a busy neighborhood.
Yeah,
in the
I mean,
of the
it's
day.
A gunshot. In a
I shoot him in the back of the head.
Twice.
Okay, post better. Man. Glad.
All right, I just point the gun at him, and I say...
No, I hit him in the head.
You were already pointed at him.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, you were already pointed.
All right.
I hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head, Drunkard.
Thank you.
I just stand there and watch.
All right, go ahead. Roll your fighting brawl.
Oh, that's bad. Why is my die so mean?
You hit Bakersfield in the head.
I rolled a 92.
Oh.
Okay.
It is the hugging part, too. All
right, Bakersfield, what do you do? Are you going to...
hit him with the gun. Pistol whip him.
I'm going to kick him in the back of the legs. Sweep the legs.
Okay.
I'm just kicking him in the back
so wait,
of the leg.
Are you standing behind him?
And,
I guess.
Yeah,
that's,
I was kind of like walking around
about.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm a little confused as to where you are.
Yeah.
I wasn't just standing there like in front of him with you. Okay. I was kind of walking around. Remember I said I was walking around kind of peeking in the other room?
But then you started fiddling in his pockets.
So I guess I was
yeah,
in front
I was
right. of
fiddling
him.
And I guess I didn't say, but in my head I was behind him fiddling in his pockets going for his wallet.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, you're kind
of
standing behind him.
I
so,
was in front of him.
So go ahead and roll.
Alright.
And you can have advantage.
Okay.
You need a second dice.
Sweeping the leg.
So yeah, have a bonus
kicking
die
him in the back
since
of the leg
you are
to take
attacking
him
for the
knee.
Second time. Yeah. And yeah, he's trying to reach into his jacket
ooh,
pocket.
I rolled a 2.
His overcoat pocket.
He rolled
ooh.
A 2.
Oh my god.
Either an 82 or a 2. So my
anytime you
die.
Get violent with someone, you roll
yeah.
incredibly.
Bakersfield
you hone in.
Knows
fighting
violence.
Brawl. let me check that bad boy off.
Okay, so Bakersfield,
that's
you
an
successfully.
Extreme success.
Yeah, so you just kick him in the back of the leg. And he stumbles ahead. He's got his hand on his gun, and as he does that, like he pulls his, so like he pulls his hand, and like the gun just goes flying as you just knock him to the ground. So he comes down. He stumbles. He's on his knees. His hands go down in front of him, And so he's like, all right.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
Not so fast, Devin.
Okay.
Now you're going to start talking, or I'm going to paint the floor with your brains.
Well, geez.
You better start talking, or my friend here is going to do his best postman impersonation.
I'm going to wear your face.
Okay.
I think it's time you start talking, Devin. And I point the gun at the back of his head.
I'm not going to tell you guys nothing, okay? You got nothing. Go ahead, shoot me.
I pick up his gun, by the way, that went flying.
So you guys can roll and intimidate, but I'm going to tell you from the feeling you're getting from this guy, you're going to have to roll a pretty good intimidate roll. This guy already went for his gun when you guys had a gun on him. And he's...
Devin, you're a very attractive man.
I'm not saying that you can't, that you're not going to be able to get him to talk. I'm just saying this guy looks like he's a hard case.
All right, so are we both rolling intimidate again? Is that what's going
55.
On?
Oh, no, it's 67. Yeah.
Major Bakersfield, you can roll it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I can what?
Roll
you
intimidate.
You can roll your intimidate, Major
okay,
Bakersfield.
I got a 32 out of 67, so a hard success.
Hard success.
Okay. All right, so yeah, so you put your gun on him, you're yelling at him, telling him to answer. He goes, yeah, go ahead, I'm not telling you nothing.
I bite his ear off like Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield.
Okay, do you really?
Please, I say to him, look, you know
okay,
how I lost
so,
this guy.
All right, so Major Bakersfield. I'm going to give you a proposition right here.
All right, I'm going to bite his ear off.
If you want to, not to bite his ear off, but if you want to step this up into some enhanced interrogation, I will let you spend some sanity to cause some physical injury to him in order to try and get him to talk.
Jeez, okay, how much sanity do I have to spend?
Yeah, all right, I'm getting you.
I mean,
my wife's dead.
Say,
I've got nothing to live for.
A D3.
All right. We're gonna go for a D4 of sanity.
Okay. Doing it.
Oh,
here we go. 2.
Okay. All right. What do you want to do, Bakersfield? If you want to bite his ear off, I'm gonna make you roll a D6.
Worth it.
Do you have a knife you could cut his ear off?
No, bite his freaking ear off. This
you do have a knife.
I do have a knife. Yeah, a trench knife.
Cut him a smile scar.
All right, I pull my knife out. I put it around his neck and cut it slightly. And then I say, I ain't afraid to kick ass. Take wives, and I'm all out of wives.
I'm so happy right now.
Oh my gosh.
I do put my knife around his neck and I cut it slightly and I say, you better start talking real quick or you're gonna ruin the upholstery on the floor.
Or I'm gonna make a hand puppet out of you.
Or I'm gonna wear your face like the boss.
All right, so you start cutting him.
Devin,
I would
start talking. He's pretty unstable.
I'm pulling his hair too, like pulling it back while I'm shoving the knife in his neck.
Ooh, scalpel.
Yeah. So Dom, you are pretty shocked at what's going down right here in front of you.
You think you're a tough guy, Devin?
Roll sanity.
You think you're a tough guy? You dealt with tough guys before?
I would start talking, Devin.
All right, what do you want to know? Look, I'm not Raymond. You saw that. I'm not him, okay?
What are you doing
in
his house?
I'm looking for him.
Why?
Because he's missing.
Why?
Look,
what do you mean missing?
Know.
How do you know he's missing?
Who do you work for, Devin?
I can't. No. I can't. Look, I'm a friend of his. I'm a friend of his. I was looking for him. Nobody's seen him for a while, for like a week.
Holy crap! John Johnson is Raymond.
Do you know who John Johnson is?
I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds like a fake name.
Devin, who do you work for?
I love Blockbuster Video, Des Moines, Iowa.
When was the last time you saw him? And where?
It was like a week ago.
Wait, no, I want to slap him in the face because he just lied to me about Blockbuster Video.
Oh.
May it rest in peace.
Who you are working for.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Tell me who you're working for.
Tell me. He didn't really say Blockbuster Video. He said, you know,
No, I work at Dolly's.
What?
It's a club.
Why would Dolly's be worried about where Raymond is?
It's a club downtown. Look, we're friends, okay?
All right, I want you guys to roll a psychology check.
Ooh, I got right on the dot. 40 out of 40.
I failed.
Okay, he's lying again.
You.
He's not lying about the first part.
Liar.
He is look like the first part. He was honest that he's looking for him. Second part about that he's just a friend of his and he works at this place. He's lying about that.
All right, I remove the knife from his neck and I stab it about an inch into the front of his shoulder and I start pushing. I say,
an inch?
I tell him, yeah.
An inch is pretty. You better far. Start. That's right. Like this.
All right,
that's good.
Half an inch.
All right, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, Major Bakersfield.
I start telling him, like, don't lie to me.
All right, Bakersfield, you're going to need to spend another D4 of sanity.
Devin,
another?
Devin, yeah. I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth. It's better for everyone. He is very unstable.
Another two.
You may not care about your life, but I'm sure you care about how much pain you're in when you exit it.
Dude, Bakersfield's going cray-cray.
I rolled a 2, by the way. I'm down to 35 sanity.
I'm trying to appeal to him. Can I roll a charm?
Bakersfield. So, Dom, you see Bakersfield do that. He takes the knife off his neck and then stabs it into the guy's shoulder. And the look on his face is one you've never seen before. You've seen Major Bakersfield in combat. So you've seen him look intense, but you've never seen the pure, unadulterated rage in his eyes before. Before he was like, he's a killer. Major Bakersfield is a killer. You know that. Like, he's a soldier. But yeah, in his eye, which is just, it enhances the dark, sinister nature of what's happening right now. The fact that now he has this eye patch and he only has one eye.
I kind of slowly, not slowly, but sneakily draw my gun.
Okay.
I don't, point it at anybody, but I'm just kind of holding it at my side.
But yeah, you've never seen a look like this on Bakersfield's face before. So the guy, he starts to scream as you start stabbing him in the shoulder.
Major, I mean, my friend, he can't speak, he can't tell you the truth if he's screaming.
Which you do notice, it's pretty loud.
He can't tell you the truth if he's screaming.
What'd you say, Drew Carter? I can't hear you.
Say
that again.
Okay, so he screams out.
Okay.
All right, I use up on the pressure.
Okay.
Look, all right, look, they're gonna kill me, man. They're gonna kill me.
Who's gonna kill you?
People.
Not if we kill
the people
you first.
We work for.
We? You and Raymond, you mean?
Yeah.
Why did Raymond need to work for anyone? His family's well off.
It's not about money. All right? Not everything's about money. Is that all you guys care about? Is that why you're here?
Yeah, give us all your money.
Okay, here you go. You can take it. You can take
Listen,
it.
Devin. Who?
Look, there's some things more important than money, all right? Bigger things. Things bigger than all of us.
Who do you and Raymond work for? They may kill you, but they're gonna kill you.
We have a cause.
What?
We have a cause.
Are you the ones behind the strange, mysterious murders around town?
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Are you the ones that killed Elizabeth Bakersfield?
I don't know who you're talking about. Bakersfield.
You just mentioned the people that you and Raymond are working for. That means that the individuals who are higher in the hierarchy than you. Who are these individuals? Tell us now.
Look, well, Raymond, for one, okay? Look, I answered to him.
Then why are you looking for him if he's one of the people who wants to kill you?
Because he wants to kill me.
You just said they're going to kill us.
Look, the rest of them, all right? The people he answers to.
We need names, Devin.
Who do you work for? What's your organization called? Are you the ones behind the boaters?
Look, I'm down. No. We're looking into that, too. We don't know what's going on with those guys. There's something. There's somebody else. There's another party on the scene here.
Is this some kind of turf war?
I don't know. I just do what I'm told. Look, Raymond went missing. I was contacted. Said find him. Find what's going on.
You were contacted by whom?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know.
Look, I'm down at the bottom, man. I'm a nobody.
Yes, but somebody had to use words with their mouth to tell you to do the thing.
Look,
who is the person
it's some guy,
that mouth
I don't know him.
To?
I don't know him, okay? I don't know him. Look, we have...
Do you work for the mayor?
He goes dead silent.
We'll take that as a yes.
I don't know. I don't work for him. I don't work for him. I don't. Not me. I don't.
Did Raymond work for him?
He doesn't say anything. He starts looking around. He's looking very, very nervous.
Listen.
Stab him some more.
Listen, Devin.
What's that, Billy?
Nothing.
I hear him in my earpiece. My plastic cup earpiece.
It's got a plastic cup on your ear.
No, look. All right, I got it.
Rubber band into your ear.
No.
He starts to struggle again.
Look at this. No, you guys, get out of here. Get off me.
The question that I have for my friend here is, do we just let Devin go, or do we...
Nah, we got nothing to fear from this little weasel. He's already got enough people after him.
I have a suspicion that I know who John Johnson is. And I have another suspicion that if I'm correct, this man Devin can identify him. Maybe we take him with us. Do you have a net?
Oh, I've got a net. I pull out my trusty pocket net.
Old reliable.
It's all reliable, Junior.
Yeah. I check him for any other weapons first, and then, of course, I've got a net with me.
All right, are you searching, like, his whole body?
Yeah, searching all his pockets.
Oh, we're searching his whole
all
body.
All of the pockets of Devin Black are being searched by me.
Okay, okay, you're searching through his pockets. Yeah, you're searching his person. In his pocket, you find a switchblade.
All right, I take his switchblade.
Okay, but the thing that really catches your attention as you are searching him is Major Bakersfield.
Yeah?
Is this.
I find myself in his eyes.
Hmm? Yeah.
Oh, there you
I just
are.
Shared it to you.
You work for Goodman Gray!
You see his face go dead white.
How do you know him? How do you know Gray?
Oh.
How do you know him?
I know Goodman Gray.
What did you find? Can you tell me what you found?
I toss the dog tag to Dom Drunkard.
I catch
so,
it.
Nimbly. What flies through the air as you catch Dom Drunkard is a dog tag that has some sort of octopoid squid looking thing on the front of it. With a circle around it, which you recognize from the bodies that you found down in the tomb in New Salem.
All right, I hit him in the back of the head with the butt of my knife to knock him unconscious.
We knock him unconscious.
Okay. All right, you knock him unconscious. So he starts struggling. When you guys say Goodman Gray, like his eyes just go wide and he goes pale. And he starts struggling and then Bakersfield reaches back with his 1911 and just cold cocks him in the back of the head. He drops unconscious.
All right, you want to take him with us, Drunkard?
Yes. Let's tie him up.
There's a knock at the door.
Dang, Gina. Uh-oh. Oh, close the curtains.
We're not here.
I start meowing.
Meow.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. It's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and sweet, soft, and spicy underpants, featuring Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Yes, those do actually exist, and we have them online at our merch store at arkhamrpg.com. So go there and find those, buy them and wear them, and drive all the ladies or dudes in your life out of their minds. Also, please check us out at patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, where you can sign up and receive all sorts of amazing boni, including bonus episodes and access to our Gilded server, where you can hang out with the cast and crew of the show and talk about ducks, which is usually what's going on. It's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Also, check us out and follow us on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be safe and stay crazy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.